A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Saturday, gang. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein, or, as I'm known on Instagram, AndyGoldstein05. Come check me out. Anyway, there's, of course, only one place we can start, and that's with the huge bits of news that broke on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show. As Man City have agreed a deal to sign Calvin Phillips from Leeds, and Wayne Rooney has informed Derby County of his decision to step down as manager. Here's how it all sounded on TalkSport. This is, come out of nowhere. Man City have agreed a £42 million deal for Calvin Phillips. I've got to get your view on that, Benny, and the other one that's coming up. Just said, what do you make of that?
I mean, massive. I mean, for Calvin Phillips, fantastic. Being part of a very, very, arguably the best team around.
When I was working at the academy, Calvin came to us as an under 15, so I know him really well. I know his family, and he deserves a move to a team that are going to compete for the Champions League. So I'm absolutely chuffed to bits for him and his family.
I mean, that is, for Calvin Phillips, and certainly for his international aspirations, I mean, we know how key he was to England's, obviously, success in the Euros, getting to the final. He starts playing in this Manchester City team, he could become one of the mainstays in this England team.
The only thing that I'm a bit annoyed about is the amount, £42 million.
Agreed.
I think it is a ridiculous amount for a guy who, if you look at when he played at the Euros with Rice, I don't think there was anything between them. You've got Rice being touted at about 100, 150 million quid. I think he's a £75 million player.
He's done incredibly well. You know, Bielsa obviously took him that step forward in terms of the position that he plays. I think that Pep Guardiola will take him further again in terms of, you know, the way that he plays in that system. I think that's the sort of player that Man City will benefit from.
Okay, but for £42 million,
that is a bargain.
A bargain?
Yeah, that is a bargain.
There's something that Man City do, which is absolutely fantastic when they're signing players, which is extremely frustrating as a United fan. But they seem to get deals done early and also at the best possible price that they can get.
No, I think for Calvin Phillips in his kind of footballing development, I think it's a great move for him.
Calvin is a good young England player. He's not as young as he obviously used to be, but what I would say is that and I can't understand why Leeds have not got more money for him.
He goes with my blessing, but I just think the fee is a joke, if I'm honest.
Yeah, Tony, I probably agree with you. £42 million, I think, for a player of that quality is not enough.
£42 million sounds like a bit of a bargain to me.
For Calvin Phillips, for only £42 million?
Yeah.
It's bonkers. When I'd heard this rumour before, a couple of months back, I was hearing fees like £75 million, £80 million, things like that. But if they can get a player of that quality for £42 million, wow.
Wayne Rooney has told Derby County he wishes to be relieved of his duties. Let me say that one more time. Wayne Rooney has told Derby County he wishes to be relieved of his duties.
Yeah, it's come as a bit of a surprise, but I mean, you look at what he's had to deal with since he got that job, the points deduction, the going into administration. He's had that much to deal with. And I think he could walk away from this job with his head held high. Yeah, of course, Derby fans would have loved him to stay. They've still obviously not sorted out the whole buy-in situation. So at the minute, unfortunately for Derby County, my former side, it's still one big mess.
Not the news I expected. I thought he was going to stay. I thought, you know what, we could build with what we got from what he had experienced and knew what the club was about a little bit, felt the heart of it.
It's a complete mess at the minute. And I guess for Wayne, the administrators are the ones to blame, because they had Chris Kirchner there before. I know certainly he put a bid in early on when they went into administration. I don't quite know what's happened of recent times. Simon Jordan will probably have to tell us better than that, than anyone. But I just thought, you get to this point, he's probably thinking, well, what more can I do?
But I think everything now, especially after Kirchner failing, I think that was just that step too far away. It's like, I cannot take this any further.
Now, moving on to England, and of course there are less than 150 days to go until the start of the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. Shortly we'll hear from Moni Moni Simon Jordan, but first, here's the former England midfielder Danny Murphy, who believes Gareth Southgate has overachieved during his time in charge of the national side.
I think Southgate has punched above his weight with the squad.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you base that on?
Well, the squads we've had in the past. Is this a better squad than Sven had to deal with? You winded your joke.
Squad? I think, this is a better squad. 100%. I think Sven had a better 15. Then past that, I don't think had squad depth like this. You got players like Jadon Sancho and Maddison that can't even get a look into the squad.
Jadon Sancho had a good 18 months in Germany.
That's true, Danny. He's right there.
He's had a good 18 months in Germany. Foden's a superstar, in one of the greatest sides we've ever seen, but he's a superstar. I'll give you that. Who else, really? Kane is a great striker. Back then, you're talking about... My early England, Fowler, Owen... Fowler never played. Sheringham, Fowler, Owen, Heskey, these type of Andy Cole, people like that. The midfield, Beckham, Scholes, Nicky Butt, Stevie G, Lampard, Joe Cole, Kieran Dyer. I can get a sniff. I mean, you're telling me that midfield and front line is... I think Gareth's done wonders with the squad he's had.
But he's playing what I believe to be lesser opposition than the opposition that was played in 2004, and the strength of the opposition that we played, whether it was the Germans at the particular time or the Portuguese or whoever else it was,
the Spanish,
were better than they are now. Squads, maybe not the French, but and the Spanish again, because they're coming again. But bottom line is, I don't think he's overachieved. I think he's achieved the opportunities that have been afforded him, and I think he's underachieved when moments of greatness have been there to be taken.
Yeah. So you think Gareth Southgate's overachieved with this squad?
Yeah. You look at the personnel in the squad.
Tweeting everyone at TalkSport.
You looked at the personnel in the squad that got us to a World Cup semi-final. I know the draw was not great. It was easy to some people, fine. But the names in that squad compared to Sven's squads and the names in the Euro squad just got... You can talk about attacking talent. Most of the attacking talent you're talking about in our squad is potential. If you'd have said semi-final and then final of the Euros 2 years later, I think people would have laughed.
People would have taken that as well.
No, they'd have laughed.
100% they would have.
I don't think
Do you ultimately think that this squad just isn't that good?
Well, how many of this team, the best 11 now, of the Euros we've just watched, get in that 2004 best 11?
Kane
will get in.
Yeah. Who else?
I'll take Kyle Walker over Gary Neville.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So it's a decent team with brilliant potential.
Croatia's semi-final was a moment of greatness. The manager would have changed it that had the juice to do it, and he didn't. The European Championship final against Italy was a moment of greatness.
It's a home tournament, let's be honest. It's a home tournament, isn't it?
We are in a position now where expectation is high, and whether you think the squad is better or worse than previous years is irrelevant to a degree. If we don't get to the last four in this World Cup, it'll be classed as a failure.
Staying with England, and of course the Lionesses played their penultimate warm-up game ahead of the Women's Euros as they beat the Netherlands. Here's the best reaction to the game, which, of course, was live on TalkSport.
There's the final whistle. Oh, that was tremendous fun. England have laid down a marker ahead of Euro 2022.
It's good for our side. At the end I can say that we conceded a goal, so we got behind. That hasn't happened yet since last September.
Expectations will continue to rise after a thumping victory tonight against one of the best teams in the world.
Incredible second half performance. Nobody watching this would ever predicted that would happen in the second half. And I think that Wiegmann will just temper down expectations. But it's difficult because the crowd are wild. They're full of kids who are wanting to see these girls play. And they put up a performance in the second half in front of goal, which that's what they will need in the Euros. They'll need to score, whether they're on top in a game or not on top in a game, and be as clinical as that. That was fantastic.
We'll stay grounded. We know where we want to go to. There are many good things, but also some things that we really want to improve.
Comes back to Beth Mead, who must score. She does score. England have five.
We've just shown they reacted really, really well. We played some amazing football. We trusted in our ability and came back out the second half, scored lots of goals.
We have a phrase in England about saying it's coming home. And we asked Beth Mead that. She says we hope so. Do you believe it's also coming home?
Well, I don't really like that sentence, to be honest. I like the song. I don't like the saying, what's coming home? We're all going home tonight, I think. And we just want to play a very good tournament, and hopefully we'll play six games and we win all six of them.
And England have beaten the reigning European champions live on TalkSport by 5-1.
And a reminder, you can hear the Women's Euros across the TalkSport network this summer. Now, moving on to Manchester United chat. And Cristiano Ronaldo is expected to stay at the club this summer despite a frustration over lack of signings. Shortly, we'll hear from Arsenal invincible Ray Parlour But first, here's the former England winger Trevor Sinclair on The Breakfast Show. He thinks Ronaldo has every right to want to leave the club this summer.
In towards Ronaldo with a header. They've scored from a corner now. And Cristiano Ronaldo gets his 59th career hat-trick.
Ronaldo's agitated, and I think he's got every right to be agitated because I'm sure at the end of the season, disappointed.
Well, I'm going. He's 37. See you later. Sorry, you've been brilliant.
But they want to keep him. I think Ten Hag wants to work with him. But at the moment, Ronaldo's looking at the squad and thinking, why would I want to stay around this squad? Because this squad is not even going to get anywhere near the top four.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens there. But I'm sure there will be a lot
of action.
37. There'll be a lot of action in Manchester United. They will be going into the market. They're just probably sussing the situation at the moment.
Why would you want to be at Manchester United with the current squad they've got there, fighting against top teams, getting beat left, right and centre? I don't think Ronaldo wants another year like that. So, yeah, I think he's right being agitated and coming out public and putting a bit of pressure on Manchester United.
In an ideal world, you want to get the players through the door, make sure the first day of training, you've got the signings already in, because you will have signings halfway through the pre-season probably where clubs are not agreeing with the price or whatever it is. But certainly Manchester United have to do a lot of business this summer.
It can't be lack of funds, can it? Cannot be lack of money, sure.
No. It's just that, you know, where the club's going forward. I think Ten Hag's going to be a good signing. I really do believe he's going to push the club forward. It might take a few years. It ain't going to be overnight. But it's a building process now for Manchester United to get back to where they was.
They're not going to get anywhere near Liverpool, United, probably even Chelsea. Struggle to get into the top four with the squad that they've got at the moment. Remember the players that have left. So to think they weren't competitive last season and they're going to go into this season, it's all right having a good manager. It's not about the manager, it's about the players that he can select and the players that he can recruit.
Here's Ronaldo though, 25 yards from goal. Oh, what a way to equal the record. Brilliant strike from one of the world's best ever players. 805 goals, and they don't come much better than that.
Again, you talk about, you know, best in class. Is Richard Arnold best in class when it comes to director of football and people that can get deals over the line? These guys, you know, they've got they're networked out the brains, and they've got so many different contacts, agents, chairmans, chief executive at football clubs. Has Richard Arnold got them contacts to be able to go bang, 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 deal done, let's get it over the line?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we end with some cricket news. It was another entertaining day on day two of the third test between England and New Zealand, as England fought back after a disastrous morning with the bat. TalkSport's Jake Robson was watching all the action.
England were 55 for 6 when Jamie Overton joined Johnny Bairstow at the crease. Cue a 7th wicket partnership of 209 for England. A 10th test match century from just 95 balls for Bairstow has seen him end the day unbeaten on 130 from 126, to follow on from the 136 he scored in his last outing at Trent Bridge.
Look, it's a special place for me, it's here. Everyone knows that this is my home, and the history that comes with playing for Yorkshire and the history that comes with me playing here for a long time. So look, I always want to score runs here. I've been fortunate to have some really good times here. But each test match that comes around, you want to be the one that's scoring the runs because it's your home ground. No matter where the guys play, you always want to score runs at your home ground. And yeah, look, I mean, the Western Terrace, the whole atmosphere here today, it was amazing. And hopefully it's just the start of what's going to be a fantastic weekend to come.
The upshot is that out of nowhere, England trail by just 65 after earlier bowling New Zealand out for 329. They now have a real chance of winning this match, which earlier on seemed impossible.
We're definitely looking at it in a different way of going out and being able to express ourselves, going out and being able to take the game forward, and hopefully be able to play in ways in which you're able to change games. Yeah, it's why you want to play the game as a young kid. Our job's to inspire the next generation. Our job's to make people want to watch cricket. Our job's to put bums on seats here. I think people might be wanting to watch the brand of cricket that we're playing at the moment.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, though. I do care about that. I'm back on Monday afternoon, drive time, 4 p.m, alongside DB sneaker freak Darren Bent. So make sure you join me for that. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.